This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now that is some walk-on music.
Yeah, it is.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app on this Sunday morning. We welcome D. Orlando Ledbetter, who is back from the Combine. I never know what question to ask him first when it comes to this sort of conversation. Well, because what do we all say? We seeing these guys run around the way they do doesn't tell us anything as far as how they're going to perform once they get in a particular NFL uniform. So I guess what are the intangibles of some of these guys? Because as you say, you can't measure heart. What does D. Orlando Ledbetter look for when he's at the combine looking at certain players? Is it a way to look for heart? Is it looking at the players that you feel like are the most needs for the Falcons? What is it that you go into a combine looking for, D. Led?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, you want the running backs to run fast. You want the quarterbacks to throw accurately. You need the defensive backs to show mobility. It's a whole science to body movement and measurements that, you know, Tez Johnson, he's 154 pounds and he ran a 4.6. That's too little and too slow. You know, he's going to get his head knocked off in the NFL. So, you know, you want to see him run a little faster. Maybe he was hurt. Yeah, there are definitely things you learn to look for. You know, we learned all this from some of the old guys that Gil Brand, the Dallas Cowboys, started putting this stuff in computers so you're able to track it and compare it over time. So, you know, you might just think you're looking at a track meet, but NFL personnel guys are looking at, hey, you know, Ladd McConkey's running across the field catching the ball. But can he turn it up in a real game? And he was able to show at the combine last year he can catch it. and he can turn it up and make it plays like he did for the Chargers last year. So that's some football there for the people that want to see football. If you just want to see a track meet, then you could just call it a track meet.
You know what? He's dead on. I didn't think about this before because Ladd McConkey, to me, had a more productive season as far as being a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
While you thought Xavier Worthy was going to be that for Kansas City because he set the record right at the combine. But yet that deep threat never really materialized for Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes the way McConkey did for the Rams. Or Bill.
Chargers.
It was L.A. Yeah, I mean, am I looking at that properly? It's not always the fastest time. It's those, you know, intangibles, which are really...
Well, Worthy had a pretty good year, and they used his speed on reverses and to set up other things. But, you know, when he's a 4.26, they're not just going to let him just run on top of the safety. So it opens up the defense and opened up a lot of underneath stuff for everybody else. So, you know, that was like with Julio, you know, when he came, that stretched the field for Matt Ryan to let him, you know, get to a lot of the underneath stuff. So, yeah, speed certainly you want slow guys, you want fast guys.
For the time of the waitfor.com outline, he is just back from Indianapolis. He's the Orlando Ledbetter from AJC, and he is social. You can always find him at DOrlandoAJC at DOrlandoAJC. Now, and you go there and you watch, you know, the players perform and do what they're going to do. But you're also there to find out some stuff. You also, you know, you guys got your ears to the ground and you follow the different teams. And I know you follow, you know, the Falcons, who we understand no offensive related coaches. I think everybody that went up there was on the defensive side. Thoughts about what you were able to find out about what the Falcons were doing and maybe who some people they were paying some extra attention to.
Yeah, all the pass rushers and, you know, the offensive line coach, Dwayne Ledford, and his assistant coach were spotted. So that wasn't all the way true about no offensive coaches. They were interviewing some players informally on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, we were able to find that out over the course of the week. But certainly – defensive front, whenever you talked about what are they going to do, Coach Morris was like, hey, it's about the people, and it all starts up front. So you got to look at the tackles and the edge rushers and how they're going to try to get some people in here to help them get after quarterbacks. They kept citing the Eagles and their Super Bowl performance of the defensive front. So he said, hey, whether it's the draft, free agency, or however they can get people in here, they got to address the defensive front to get after the folks and attack quarterbacks in a better fashion.
Seemed like this would be a year for the Falcons to stay where they are in the draft lineup or maybe move down. Would it make that big of a difference? Understand, you know with what's going to be available through the draft for defensive line?
Yeah, they're right outside the sweet spot where, you know, it's only 12 guys with first-round grades. They want the best pass rushers in the draft. They got to trade up to go get Abdul Carter or Jalen Walker. Mikael Williams from Georgia might be there, but, you know, he had a lot of health issues, but could turn to a very good pro. So you could sit tight. But if, you know, you could trade back in amass picks also if you don't like, you know, what you're getting at 15 and you think the players from 20 to 60 are about the same, then you go back and get somebody at 28, 43, 40, 50-something and try to get more people in here. So, you know, there's a couple different ways. He's mentioned trading back, but that means that if he's talking about trading back, he's really thinking about going forward. So, this is the Lions season in the NFL where they tell you stuff. That means they're thinking the total opposite. So you got, after years of experience, you kind of got like, okay, we'll just put this on the record. But when you do something else, we'll bring it back up. So that's what's going on right now. The biggest thing, they got to get under the salary cap. They're over salary cap right now. And they got to be under by the 12th. Then they got to figure out what to do with Kirk Cousins, you know, and so forth moving forward. They keep saying he's the backup quarterback at $27.5 million.
I was going to ask you guys about this because I've been gone, D-Led, the last couple of weekends in and out. And I apologize if you were on talking about this, but you guys, what was the conversation about this whole news that Kirk Cousins came out with about being injured but not letting anybody know about it for those games?
Oh, no, they knew about it because they put him on the injury report. They put him after the Saints game, he got jacked up. They put him on the injury report, but it was one of those days where it was an estimated report. And then, you know, after he played pretty bad in Denver, we asked him, say, hey, are you okay? And he said, oh, no, it was just a clerical error. So that's we asked him about 6-7 times during the season on the record. He kept saying he was fine. And then the coaches kept saying that, you know, it was performance-based. They tried to play him hurt, and they tried to play around the fact that he was hurt. And, you know, they probably should have set him and didn't do it. And now they can't say that they knew about it because they didn't report the injury. So they don't want to get busted for, you know, faulty injury report again. So they got to stick to their story. And then Kirk comes out at the end of the season and say, hey, I was hurt. Because he's got to say I was hurt because people are saying, oh, he fell off. He's not. You know, he's all washed up. You know, he doesn't want to be called washed up quarterback. He wants another job. So he's got to say I was hurt. And now that begs the question as who knew he was hurt? Who knew when?
Right.
Why you didn't say so? Right. And so he's got to say he was hurt. The team's got to say we didn't know he was hurt. They don't want to get busted for injury reporting again. So it's a
situation. And then that Super Bowl, you kind of crashed him playing pickleball or something there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the day after he did media. He went on NFL Network, and he didn't want to talk about it after his pickleball or ping pong tournament thing. And so, you know, we had his people told me to respect that he didn't want to talk, and I said, well, I absolutely cannot respect that. The fans in Atlanta need answers from him on when he was hurt, how he was hurt. We kind of saw how he was hurt. They missed a block on the sack. But, you know, why he was duplicitous in this deal to cover up the injury while the team's playoff hopes got shot down in flames. So at some point we'll perhaps get to that, but that wasn't the day apparently.
Folks, we're talking with D. Orlando Ledbetter from AJC. Once again, he is social. You can find him at D. Orlando AJC. D. Led, there's certain things you always do at Super Bowl. And also at the Combine, I saw you doing something with the Sports Task Force, NABJ. Talk about the importance of doing that and the fact that you're always there supporting that.
Yeah, no doubt. We try to get the all the African black sports writers and sports writers and broadcasters together at the Super Bowl and the NABJ, something that Bill Roden started, or I was invited to the first Super Bowl in San Diego in the 90s. And he said, if it's two black people in the press box, y'all better speak to each other and go break bread. So that's we try to keep that tradition going, trying to help folks out as they get started in the industry and really let the young folks meet the old folks and let them know that, you know, whatever they're trying to do, we have their support. You know, we got some good young folks coming through. Kim Martin was there from ESPN, Josina Anderson, Chris Rim from ESPN, Tashart Reed, who's out in Vegas crushing it at the Athletic. He's getting ready to go to Yahoo Sports. So, yeah, just keeping that network alive and, you know, making sure folks know, you know, how to get sources, how to get CBA, how to do the salary cap. And just passing that on because I know Bill Roden, Mike Wilbon, and Brian Burwell kind of passed it on to me and put me in charge as the first secretary of the Sports Task Force, you know, Ron Thomas over at Morehouse,
yeah.
So, you know, it's good to look back and see them kids coming. We need more, but we got some. We're going to keep on trying to help each other out here.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're always great to get a little wrap-up of Combine from you. You've been there. Great. Some thoughts on the Falcons, what we may look to see in the coming weeks. And we appreciate you spending some time with us this Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
Sure, no problem, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me, and you all have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you,
right.
D-Led.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Man, you know what we forgot to ask him?
What's that?
His favorite Roberta Flack song.
Oh.
I bet he got one.
Yeah.
I bet he got a reverse.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.